WJTL, it's Torrin Wells and Cercina from a Tommy Prophet album called Oh Holy Night. Russ Teff, Angels We Have Heard on High Priority. That good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning. It's time to check the WJTL 2020 end of the year donation thermometer. $468,710 is the target to reach budget by the end of the year. So far, your donations have totaled $349,396. That's 75% of the goal. It's your financial support that helps WJTL be a light in our community. If you've not already done so, I do invite you to send your end of the year donation today to WJTL 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, 17545. You can also do it online on our website, WJTL.com. Thank you so much for believing in the radio ministry and investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted daily everywhere.
And speaking of a light in our community, one of our favorite people in the whole world joining us, the president of Water Street Mission, Jack Crowley. Jack, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Fred. Good morning, Annie. It's so good to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. Anybody you want to say good morning to, Jack?
Well, my family's probably still all asleep since there's no school today for my daughters. But a shout out to all of our staff at Water Street who've been working overnight and arriving bright and early this morning to help our guests out.
Yeah, you know, Lisa and I talked the week of Thanksgiving. It was so weird not preparing for her to be out there with you on the great big Thanksgiving celebration you guys do for your clients and your folks. And just this whole year has been so weird.
Yeah.
How has Water Street been ministering during this whole COVID thing, Jack?
You're right. It has been a weird year, and we so missed spending the morning with Lisa on Thanksgiving Eve. So I'm glad to be with you on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But the year has been so strange, and we've had to adjust just about everything about what we do, from how we deliver food to families in the community to make that a no-touch process. And the demand for that has been up pretty significantly.
Wow.
We're so grateful for other partners in the community because no one organization can do it. Central Penn Food Bank's been amazing, Lancaster Food Hub, and the churches who have stepped up to help with delivering food. And so that's been fantastic. Our youth ministry at Teen Haven, we switched to doing virtual events and small group events where we could be spaced. This fall, we've been a safe learning environment where we've set up stations where kids who are doing virtual learning and don't necessarily have a safe place at home to do that have been coming to us, and we've been creating a safe environment with spacing for them while still doing activities in the evening, mostly virtual again. We had to change our whole early learning center to prepare to work with 4 and 5 year olds. We are doing that in person, and it's been great that we've been able to stay virus free in that environment. And then obviously we have so many people who are living with us in our shelter and residential ministries, but we've had to change all of that. So instead of doing in-person classes and in-person counseling, we're doing a lot of virtual activities in that way. We've had our guests have to be kind of sectioned off, and we kind of call it staying in their homes. So we have thankfully enough buildings on campus that, you know, the men in our residential program stay in one area. So we're not cross-pollinating any potential virus. And then obviously what everybody's been doing with COVID guidelines and CDC guidelines around disinfecting and keeping areas safe and wearing masks at all times when you're in contact with other people and social distancing, which is really hard for a ministry that's all about relationships.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, how has COVID impacted as far as folks being, you know, food needy, folks being homeless? What are the statistics? Has this year really impacted people in our area?
Yeah, it's interesting. Early on, I think actually we saw there was grace given in a lot of places. There was the eviction moratorium that was put on that helped people maintain housing longer. But we're starting to see those numbers across the country going up. And locally, the numbers haven't been huge, but there are a significant number. And one of the things that we did experience is a number of people experiencing homelessness. It was hard for them to deal with the restrictions of, you know, when the governor gave the stay at home order. It's one thing to stay at home when you've got a home.
When you have a home.
And you've got, you know, multiple rooms and a backyard, and you can still do a lot of the normal things. It was difficult for everybody, but when you're staying at a shelter where your home is a small dorm room that you share with one other person and you really can't go anywhere else, or in a shelter where all you have then is a shelter and a dining room, and that's shared with, you know, 50 other people, and you're restricted to that for long periods of time. We actually had a number of our guests say, I need to go and try to do this on my own. And that was really hard for us to see and to watch people say, I'm going to choose to try to do this on the street because I can't deal with the restrictions.
Wow.
Thankfully, we've seen a great number of those individuals coming back. And I think especially the cold weather and looking for help again where we can come alongside and support them in it.
Speaking of support, how has COVID impacted the support that Water Street Mission receives from our listeners in our local area?
Yeah, we have been blown away, Fred, by the generosity of Lancaster County and the Friends of Water Street. I think people recognized, again, the great need of so many people who were already living on the edge and the demands that we were going to face, the cost of taking care of all the COVID issues, putting up plexiglass and all the cleaning products, and actually having to hire additional staff to help where we had staff who had health risks. And so the community really stepped up, and early on we saw actually some of our best months of giving ever for May and June, and then the summer was decent for us, and here at the year end we're seeing the generosity of our supporters again. It's been an incredible blessing. So we've been able to cover all of those extra COVID-related expenses, which is into the multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars,
wow.
has been covered by our donors. We haven't had to seek out any government support through PPP or anything else, because our donors have really stepped up. We are so grateful to Lancaster County.
Man, if folks still are thinking they'd like to come alongside you and be a part of what Water Street is doing for our area, they could still make an end-of-the-year donation, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And our website is wsm.org, and that's the easiest way to learn more about what we're doing and also to make a donation to help us out.
Visit online, wsm.org. Water Street also has a Facebook page. You can see there what they're doing with their folks and all the hard work they're putting in and the way God is using them. Mm-hmm. Coming up, Jack, we'll talk again here maybe in about 10 minutes or so, but maybe we could talk about how your folks are affected by the holidays, by Christmas, how they navigate through that. Will you do that with us in a bit?
Absolutely. I'd love to stick around.
Great. Coming up, we'll talk more with Jack and find out more about how God is using Water Street in our area. Also, we've got more music. Rend Collective, Kevin Max, and we'll tell you about this crazy forecast on...